already measured it out. And I'm going to turn it over to you.
Do whatever. Would you be seated, please? Lynn, I want to teach them a song.
Okay.
And you know, big words come in syllables.
Okay.
Syllable.
Now,
hang on. Because I want to get silly with some syllables. I want to sing a song. I want you to learn it. And then I want you to ask me to give the interpretation.
Oh.
That's the first note.
I saw the
old. Departed. We're going out into uncharted waters. Well, thank God the captain knew where we were going. I didn't know. That's backing up in here. Into the darkness.
This has been 4 or 5 years ago. Had this vision. And the water was churning.
Salt paper going in my face. And I was thinking. And I saw the dear old. I saw the old. Leave. This. Out here. Couldn't see anymore. Trees and ships and buildings. And then I saw my dad. My dear dad. Who taught me most of what I know when it comes to business. Leaving. The old home place. Tied a rope to my leg to wake me at 4 o'clock in the morning upstairs and pull the rope to wake me up for a paper out. And yanked one of my legs, I wake up. There's pepper. 7 miles per day on a bicycle. And I'm still here today. But the vision, the ram, Sam was just to get you to see how silly we can be and be spiritual.
Yeah.
And non-religious.
Yes.
Yes, hallelujah.
I hate religion. Jesus Christ came to save us from religion.
Yes.
Now that's the vision I saw. There's more to it than that. But I hurt. I don't want to lose my dad. Or the old clubhouse where they pull that rope and where I go to the cows at 7 years. I'm 7 years late. I know 2 cows late, 7 years late. You heard it right. I didn't want them. I don't want the old to pass away. I don't want all of that. I want to hold on to it. Yeah. Or something to be done. You can call it anything you want. Hold on. Let go. Hold on. That's what I got to say. But hold on. Let go. Hold on. Let go. Hear me now. Let go. Into the uncharted waters. Can you imagine how I felt? I didn't have tingle spine up and down my spine like I halfway do now. I really was hurting. I'm so excited about where we're going. And then I went. Take your look on the piano. Tell about those spiritual pigs. That girl back there wants that. Do we have a barbecue?
Yeah.
Our pigs are spiritual. So is that baby. So is that chair.
Yeah.
Everything here. If it's not, what is it? If it's not, what is it?
Dead.
Oh, I'll get off out of this stuff. You'll turn a picture loose and walk to pontificate and turn to not pontificate. For what?
Spiritual.
Spiritual.
Pigs.
Oh, pigs.
Okay.
We have, or my barbecue, we have our pig, your spirit. They've been delivered dead. They've been through the fire.
Yeah.
And delivered from the pig.
Yeah.
And they speak in tongues. They're culture pigs. It's Latin, pig Latin. Let me tell you what I heard last night. In reference to this vision and the now, the new, the paradigm, we're in this thing. We're in the tongue. I don't know. I don't know. Heard that phrase? That's Greek, I think. I didn't make that up. Tom, D-O-N, I don't know, I don't know. Under age of the ages. We're at a crucial point in history.
Amen.
And the issues are crucial. We're at a crisis. decisive turning point.
Yep, sure is.
It's big time getting here right here. Right now, here in Dalton, Georgia.
Make your choices.
I want you to see the significance of this meeting here with Lynn Hay.
Amen.
Look here, Lynn. You prophesied a center here in North Georgia, and I thought you were being foolish. And 34 years ago, you wanted a Ken Hagin type thing up here. You said to me, if let's go ahead and go away to Oklahoma, where it is out there, but right here, we were all getting into the Holy Spirit. We thought we didn't know what we were doing. We were clear. We were sincere, though, weren't we?
No.
1977, figure that out. 23 and 9. Doesn't matter about that. You prophesied it. You said it. You said it. I heard you. Good. You started on more Hebrew yesterday than I had in my Hebrew class at the university. Yeah. I don't worry right now about where you got it, but you got it. You read. You're no dumb. You're done it, of course, you know that. He had the covenant of truth. I've been watching him for 34 years. He had the equivalent of two or three PhDs. I know what I'm talking about. I know. He's got one dean of the School of Theology up the road here. And they come to him, he's going to the priest monkey down there and puts him on the spot. You know him. Man, he's got whatever it is Lynn has. Not trying to worship him, right? Well, I'm worshiping to God anyway. Namaste. Missouri.
Yes.
Georgia.
Yes.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
Indiana. New York City.
Get around the door.
foolishness, but you ever come from the doctrine of the Lord? That's what I'm saying.
Well, where was I?
Here's what I heard last night. I want to say these few words and hit a lick on the piano and quit here. Last night what I heard, relevancy. We're relevant.
Yes.
I mean, what's going on right now?
Yes.
What's new? I got the word now, the word new, leaving the old. Last night, Gary made me, well, just for a moment or two, made me feel like I was half a worm. Yeah. I actually felt that track burnt around me up here in these leaves in Georgia. Potential. See, I know that I have not achieved my potential. And I'm 79. Thank you. Potential. Now, I'm not a worm, but last night, or a few months, I felt half a worm in regards to. I would say, Lord, I don't know if you can go on through this, over this again. I felt like I was the incomplete caterpillar. Now, here's what's happening in Scripture. Knowing who we are.
Yeah.
All of that.
That's right.
Yes.
Whether I feel like it or not.
Amen.
Church, I came here last night.
Our identity.
I came here last night. And I was not feeling spiritual. It's a new day.
It is.
Yeah. If you want scripture now, you can have it. Behold, look here. I make or create all what things
new.
New.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you that newness is now.
Yeah, it is.
That's the I am. It took me a long time to figure out the I am. When I just said I am, I thought all the folks were going down the aisle. Sound faith garden, get baptized and accept your word, Paul their words, get saved, you know, all that stuff. The fundamentalism has made Jesus an exclusive Jesus. When he is an inclusive Jesus. And I'm glad I'm sure he included him. Thank goodness. That's my part. Pardon me, I mean, don't believe that. You don't have to. If you saw my notes, you'd wonder what I was standing for. They called me a Renaissance person. I said, we had a choice of Renaissance, so many different things, or a scatter. I'm moving right along. I'm almost sure to take a little bit of it. I'm sure. Maturing. Chalkage. We're maturing. We ain't where we were. We're going here. Oh, Lord. Agenda. There's a lady. I know this man has been seeking to be led by the Holy Spirit who is here. I can feel it. Couldn't you?
Yeah.
Like we had in that hotel room up there? Well, I'm talking to you. Well, the guy in the lobby worked with us. Last year, that's one. I mentioned here what happened when we met Barbara. I keep on mentioning, hope I make amends to Barbara. I didn't even wish you would last night.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Something's changing.
Yeah, well, what do you think? It's a good thing.
It's a good thing, man.
Something's changing.
Something's changed.
The good thing.
I'm listening. You're okay.
That's good.
I'm listening.
You're on time.
This is a dress for her. A dress for her. What this center is, obviously, a drawing, an attraction. I'm saying key words now. That God put out here amongst us. In the book called The Sacred, and all the rest of it. Yes, Eckhart Tolle. She had to go over the woods reading all the books that have been taught. What's the story? That's not part of this agenda here. Obviously, a growing attraction. Person. Scary. A stalwart. I'm paying tribute to whom tribute to.
Amen.
Not only does he speak unconditional love, he lives in it.
Amen.
He promotes people that don't promote what he promotes.
Right.
I know that.
Exactly right.
He seems to live sincere.
Yes, he does.
Something happened.
Well, you didn't notice that because you don't know everything.
I backed off the seat from my 70. I wanted to be a part of a body.
Yeah.
After being kicked out 15, 20 times, yes. You got me. You get your feelings hurt.
Yeah.
You still want to be in prison.
DNA.
I got more names on here. I was afraid to use them for the next day. George back there. Ruckus. Everybody knows him. That was a great Ruckus.
It was.
Oh, Lord, Hammer. You got it too, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Like it now.
Yeah. Oh.
Not at me. I don't mean because you said certain words. I meant because the Spirit drew us to each other. That's what I mean.
Yes.
That's wrong. Barbara. And there's a man named Reggie showing up, about to show up in the North Georgia mountains. I will guarantee you to meet. I've already met him several times. And he's coming down the road. See, here's what I heard. See. Full air, potential, being just like Jesus and Walter Crandall, who said, Walter Crandall said love. He learned in Auschwitz that love is a commitment to discover the potential in others.
Wow.
I learned that from Jesus before I did it.
Wonderful.
Wow.
True love. We're going around the body. Gospel writers and hymn writers and well, like Jesus. How many have you heard of unconditional love? The internet's our vehicle. It's ours. It's a good thing. Center. Sharing truth. Written. Books, DVDs, CDs, seminars, discussion practicality, metaphors. Man, this place this weekend has abounded in metaphors. You hear me before? You didn't say this weekend. Metaphors. We have a new vocabulary out there. A new vocabulary. New! Never been done before. Let me read one paragraph and I'll close after I hit
the piano.
I'm writing a book.
Poor piano's been hit all how many times?
This is a book that I'm writing about my life. It's time I wrote down my
memoir.
Where a memoir. I said, the ministry. I'm just picking out a paragraph here. I read this. I'm going to see. And of course, the public are very good. It's about what I've been saying. The mystery, talking about manifestation, becomes greater as the process continues. Others hear about it through some mysterious connections. God is working to bring this new thing about. It seems like the powers that be begin to converge. I remember that, Cindy Masters and all the rest of that crowd. But happen it does, and the person with the original idea finds that he did not really cause this new thing to happen, although he could have made it grow. He does have a satisfaction that he was the first to know about that. That's quite true. There isn't a change there. And the more children he has, the happier he gets. More metaphors. Creative ideas. We'll call the next word in this trilogy invention. Notice even that word, in, within, vit, wind or spirit, shun. A breath of the spirit within. It all seems so simple to me. I'm sad today. I'm here to affirm my brother. I live 45 minutes on this way. Come see us at the place.
Pickles.
You're doing really good. By the way, my website is oscarfood.com. Oscarfood.com. And if you want to hear me play the piano?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Thanks to Gary, you can hear 80 songs on the internet. LaVieCenter.org. LAVIE. LaVie. You'll forget all about this in 5 minutes from now. LaVie. LaVieCenter.org. Now, Oscar Poole won't get that to you, although there's links there. Lit. This is good stuff. I need to work stuff a lot. Because scripturally, we have got it. We're around the new Bible.
Yeah. That's right.
Amen.
Yeah, you hear it all, then. Scripturally, philosophically, I told you very carefully here. I'm telling you. Psychologically,
yes.
Scientifically, practically, it works. I've been saved the world for 15 years. If you're the educationally, culturally, politically, it is truly Renaissance. I didn't want to speak to some of these words. To this group, whatever this group is. Who knows and who cares?
That's right.
Now, we'll warn you again. Four things. Elitism. We got it. We do have it. Where your hands are, how do you want to say it? I can see all this stuff is quite right. We got elitism. Don't copy what we came out of.
Yeah.
Big eyes and little news. Those are nuts.
Yeah.
We still got it. I guess we still have ego, at least I do.
Serves you well.
And by the way, no more tricks. What did you say?
Serves you well.
Absolutely. Don't serve you. You don't serve
him. Thank you. Thank you very much. And no more churches. And watch out for the ego and out this camera right now.
All right.
Don't forget, if it's now, it's new. If it's new, now, it's never been done before.
Right. Oscar, make sure you plug it in.
Okay.
Plug it in. Thanks for allowing me to be here today. It's been a thrill.
Yeah. You're a thrill.
Now, I didn't feel spiritual when I got here, but I feel spiritual now.
Oh,
center, not four. I'm playing 80 songs.
Yeah.
24/7.
Bless him.
Yeah.
I see that we are in this mood. I just have a short request. There's a song that's ringing in my mind. It goes like.